This is Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information. From the heart of New York City and the tri-state area to the most active real estate hotspots across America. Keeping you plugged in to the latest real estate market trends. From mortgage news and legal developments to everything you need to know about buying or selling a property. Benefited by the advice of the experts. Now, here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
Well, welcome back to our second half of our show. And as I promised you in the beginning, I have a guest you're not going to want to miss, Jen Stout, co-founder of Healthier Homes and JS2 Partners, Healthy Home Builders, and co-author of Healthier Homes, a blueprint for creating a toxin-free living environment, which I think we all need very much. Good morning. We're so pleased you could come on.
Oh, thank you guys so much for inviting me on. I'm super excited to be here today.
Now, I want you to tell us what you do, and then I really want to go into how you got there, because it's such an amazing story.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was definitely, it's been a journey, I guess you could say that.
Yes.
We're basically healthy home builders. Rusty and I founded JS2 Partners with the mission to build, design, and decorate homes differently. The amount of formaldehyde and petroleum fumes and all other harmful VOCs and standard construction materials is absolutely mind-blowing. And also things like shoddy construction or maybe a lack of homeowner maintenance, different things can lead to leaks and cause mold infestations. And I personally have had health issues because of this. And so we decided to start building homes differently and decorate them differently, because once you build the house, you need to have healthy stuff to put in too. So.
Wow. You know, that's really important. I mean, I have some lung issues, so very important for me to live in air that's clean and homes that
right.
are healthy. But honestly, there should be more talk about this. So let me ask you, how did you get started with your husband, and who is the co-founder, Rusty Stout? How did you get started?
So a little bit of backstory. It was a little over 10 years ago. I was in grad school at SMU in Dallas pursuing my MBA, and I was living in a nice new apartment. And I started to get really tired, rashes all over my body. Like, I lost most of my hair and ended up wearing a wig. I mean, it got serious, and I went to doctors all over Texas, even outside of Texas, and nobody could figure out what was wrong with me. I was basically the medical mystery kid. So right before graduation, found out there was a really bad black mold problem behind the walls in this apartment. It's like, man, this has to be what is making me sick. So I found an environmental doctor in Dallas, and they confirmed I had high levels of mycotoxins in my body, which are mold metabolites that are, they basically wreak havoc. And my immune system crashed. I had become sensitive to everything around me, pollens, molds, foods, fabrics, makeup, hair products, and the worst one was chemicals like formaldehyde and petroleum solvents, those types of nasty things. And those are all things that are used in modern day construction materials. So this really posed a huge problem. I couldn't find a place to live that wouldn't cause me to react. I'd go into a new home and the formaldehyde would make me rash all over, or I'd go into a home that was, you know, 4 or 5 years old, and there'd be some sort of mold in the HVAC system that just becomes so sensitized. So I really had no choice. I was like, I have to build myself a healthy home, because it didn't exist. I moved back to Houston, which is where my family was at the time, and I set out to build my first healthy home. I found a really cool builder that was open-minded to doing new things. I started researching everything that goes in the house, like from the screws to the drywall to the paint to the glues. Everything, and ended up building my first home with no chemicals. Everything was no VOC and big focus on, like you said, indoor air quality and water quality. But then not long afterwards, I landed a job as the director at the Hill Country Builders Association. And I had really thought twice about living in Houston. And I moved out to Central Texas in the Hill Country, like near Austin. And I had grown up there in the summers. So I really this is ultimately the place I wanted to live anyways. I was like, you know what?
Fate.
Yeah, I'll have to find another place to live for a while, but I built my first healthy home. I can do this again. And thankfully, I did this because I met Rusty, who is now my husband. He's a longtime home builder and commercial contractor. And when we eventually got married and I had my second healthy home built, he saw the drastic impact it made on me, like everyday living in a healthy environment again. So it was actually his idea to start a healthy home building company. And I was like, you really think people are going to buy our houses? So we just took a huge leap of faith and we started JST Partners, Healthy Home Builders. And as we started building custom homes for our clients, we realized two things. First, once the home is built, the furniture and decor are just as important as the building materials, right? Those all need to be healthy and no VOC. And then two, we had people reaching out to us from all over the U.S. I guess they were finding us on Google. I'm not sure how. But there was no way for us to build someone a home in, like, Maine or Wisconsin. We don't have a mobile
right.
crew. But it just so happened a publisher approached us about doing a book. And we felt like that was really the perfect way to educate people about our body of knowledge, this new way of healthy home building and design. So our first book, Healthier Homes, was published last fall. And we launched our second business, Healthier Homes, at the same time as a place to get like non-toxic furnishings and decor and healthier paint. So I guess you could say I never really set out to be a builder, but building found me.
That's a sensational story. That's really like an amazing story. I love it. If a buyer or somebody's looking to buy a home or select a property, is there a certain type of home or, you know, how do they select the property that would give them optimum health?
Sure. First of all, the location is important. There's certain factors that we take into account whenever either we're looking for our investment property or for our clients. And looking at what's around you, especially like what would be downwind, say there's factories or farms, we definitely want to stay away from areas like that where they could be doing aerial spraying. Also, old farmland sometimes can be contaminated with pesticides, so doing kind of soil samples or things like that are important. Watershed is something that not a lot of us think about, but we're right. in the hill country, so it's especially important. Like, where does the water from your neighbor's house come down on your house? We recently had a couple that had built a home on a hill, and then several years later, three other homes were built above them, and that totally changed the watershed. So their home ended up flooding. And so it's important to kind of keep those things top of mind.
Wow.
And then also something else I thought was interesting that we mentioned in the book, and it applies to New York, is the higher up you are in the building, the better the air quality.
The higher up you are.
Yeah, because it's like a valley basically below where the pollution and the dust settles.
Not to mention the higher up you are, probably the more money it is, but people don't do it for that
True.
Reason. They're doing it not because they think it's healthy. I really don't think people know enough about this subject. So I'm going to go through some of it, but you'll have to come on another time because this is a great subject. And I really don't think, because as I said, I've been in the business God knows how many years, my whole life. I ran the biggest company in New York. And so we weren't aware of this. I mean, so this is just amazing. In your book, though, which is Healthier Homes, and by the way, can they get that? Is there a website? Can they get it on Amazon? How do they get your book?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the local bookstores have them as well.
Okay, because that's great, because we're going to push that. I'm going to put this on my website, too. Now,
thank you.
No, I think it's so important. Oh, you know, I had... Now, you talk about mold, and you say that people might be crazy about the idea of mold, but mold is like a big issue. And I know that when I had my basement finished, and of course, I wasn't paying attention to the details of what the guy that did the, you know, did finish my basement. I had a big basement with high ceilings. So after he was done, it looked fine. Everything looked fine. And then about a month or two later, I was showing it to my brother. And he said, what are those lines? It looked like just lines. I don't even know if I would have thought they were mold. And
right.
he said, I think that's mold. I said, you're kidding. Well, make sure what happens. It was mold. And apparently this person that did the work for me used waterproof. He didn't use waterproof sheetrock. He used regular sheetrock that water can seep into. And I wouldn't know the difference or even think to ask the question. So the water must have gotten into the sheetrock, and I had to rip everything out. He ended up having no insurance. I don't know what. And then they told me that mold can travel and go upstairs, so they had to test all my rooms. So that's really important, and it's not healthy. So in your book, can they learn about, like, you know, what they should do? Or, like, what if you buy a home and you find the location, okay? How do you tell someone to build it? Do you tell someone to build it? Or if you have a home now, if I read your book, is it going to tell me what things I can do to make
it? Oh, sure, absolutely. That was the premise of the reason why we wrote it, is because I've been in that situation, and it was like I felt so lost. When I found out about the mold, I was like, I don't even know where to begin. You know, like, do I move someplace else and remediate?
And my answer then was, which probably is not, if I would know of this, so this is really helping me besides our audience. This is really so helpful to everyone because we're really not educated on this. So I bought those, what do they call them? Some of those things that you put in a room and it supposedly cleans the air. Now, you're saying that it's not, you have to test the air, but you're also saying it's not only the home itself. Tell us about when you're building a home, if you were just building a home, and there's certain things, materials. But let's say you have an existing home that's already built.
The best thing that you can do whenever you are shopping for a home is to repaint it. It has the biggest surface is your walls and ceilings, right? And that was critical to us being able to build healthy, especially for doing any type of remodeling, is to create a paint. We had a paint formulated where it actually seals the surface. So anything that is behind the walls, because you don't know in a house that you didn't build yourself,
right?
Won't off gas. So that's key. Also, HVAC systems, your air quality is huge. So like you said, purifying your air is important. You can do the whole home air purification, or you can get the standalone if you don't have it built in. Dehumidifying your air, you can get, again, a standalone or a whole home system that drastically helps to reduce the amount of mold that could grow inside your house, and then filtering your air to get out particles or irritants. Water quality is another important one. Get your water quality tested according to where you live. There's like massive amounts of different things, and so you can have a filtration system fitted for what your water quality needs are. Removing carpet, that's super easy. And putting down tile or zero VOC wood.
You're saying that carpets hold a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you can get wool carpet, which is fine, but it harbors dust. And I don't know, just over time, especially for people that are prone to allergies, I'm one of them. I just say stay away from carpet if you can. I mean, rugs you can clean, so that's a little bit easier. Upgrading your furniture, if it's time to get a new mattress, go for a mattress that's made out of organic material.
Wait, say that again. Now, go for a mattress that's made out of organic materials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of mattresses have arsenic in them and other, like, nasty additives that you would never want to be sleeping on. I mean, you spend one-third of your life asleep. So, yeah, getting new mattress, getting new furniture, cookware, things that we just kind of take for granted, don't think about, Teflon, can create fumes in the house. It kills birds. Like, if people have a house with a little parrot, you're not allowed to use any kind of Teflon in the house.
You're not.
Yeah, it's like things that are just so normal nowadays. I had to learn because I became so sensitive to everything. But I really feel like everybody can benefit from my mishap and learn how to live a healthier life so you don't have to go through something like this.
Oh, you're doing such a service because as I said, I don't know where you get this information. I mean, I don't even know that people really know or understand this. I mean, obviously, you are really going to help a lot of people. Hopefully, a lot of people listening to our show, because I'm definitely going to ask you to come on again, because I think this is really a huge thing, and I don't think the public is really aware of it.
Thank you now, for that. I would love to come on again.
You will. No, I mean, I really mean this. I mean, I know pretty much everything about real estate, and I don't know about that. And I have issues myself, so I'm not like, so I personally am interested, but I think everybody should be. And I don't think everyone, I don't think there's enough really awareness about this, you know,
right.
Getting the word out.
People go to the gym, they eat organic food. A lot of people pay premium
Absolutely.
For organic foods and whole foods. But they're like, oh, I haven't thought about my house.
Well, you're exactly
so, yeah,
right.
I mean, educating is very important.
What advice would you have? Like, if people have health issues, get your book and then start from there? Because,
yeah,
in other
absolutely.
Words.
I mean, there's, I would say, if you're thinking about, like, have I maintained my current home, you can definitely make sure that you have a checklist where your HVAC professional is coming twice a year to do the AC filter cleaning, and then the coils. A lot of people don't think about cleaning their coils. Same thing in dehumidifier, has filters and coils.
So you should have coils and dehumidifiers?
Yeah, there's coils inside of the AC unit and the dehumidifier. And those coils, the air runs over them, and that's what cools it. And they just kind of get buildup of dust and junk. And so there's like alcohol-based foams that HVAC guys can use to clean those.
Okay, so, and if you have central central air, they can
yes.
have that mm-hmm. checked? Like if you have central air, not an individual unit?
Yeah, that would be for a central air unit.
Okay.
You can do it for the window units too. And then
what about a business? Then now, if you're working in a business, and I don't know if the owners are going to be willing to like change your whole thing around, but if you're in an office building or you're in a business,
that's a tough one.
I know it's tough because I don't. I mean, I'm being realistic. I don't think that I don't know how many of the business owner or the real estate people, the owners of the real estate. But I will tell you this, if you're a business owner and you're employing people and you're there yourself, obviously, for no other reason, but you don't want anyone to get sick. But what can businesses do?
There's new, I wouldn't say smart home systems, but similar to that on a commercial level. There's different programs like the WELL program where you're looking at the amount of CO2 in the air, which is an indicator of whether you need to ventilate more. And a lot of buildings are so closed up. And so
right.
this type of technology is helping with keeping, a closer eye on the indoor air quality. But it still doesn't address the carpets and the furniture and everything else that goes inside a building. I think about, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, we started building houses and building so much more airtight for energy efficiency, which is awesome, all about that. But at the same time, you're making whatever is inside your home or office building much more exponential. So the ventilation part is very important. I mean,
absolutely.
So retrofitting, there's a lot of different
options.
Let
me ask you a question. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just said this is like so... I can't even believe that I don't know anything about this. And I usually know about everything much, especially when it comes to real estate. So what would you do if you, like, do you recommend, like, leaving windows open? Like, a lot of the new buildings I see have windows that really don't open. They have these little vents that you could kind of put. And I can't live in a place like that. I have to have windows. But would you suggest is it healthier to leave your windows open or keep them shut, or does it matter?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge proponent of fresh air.
Yeah, me too.
And if that means leaving your windows open, like, by all means, like, open windows on both sides so you get a cross breeze and actually
move
the air.
All right, hold on 1 second. We're going to have a quick break, and then we'll finish this all up. So just stay on the line. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Jen Stout, co-founder of Healthier Homes, and her Healthy Home book, which is a must read. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone to get the best sleep of their life. Mike created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. For a limited time, you will receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. You'll receive a set for as low as $29.98. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio podcast square, and use the promo code JOEP. There'll be deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow 2.0, mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. 800-651-0798. MyPillow.com, promo code JOEP. 800-651-0798. MyPillow.com, promo code JOEP.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala. Let's talk about my friends at Bay Ridge Honda, because they are kicking off July 4th savings by saving you $1,500. That's how much you get when you turn in your trade or lease and purchase your next car with the Sabah family at Bay Ridge Honda. They've been your family-owned and operated dealer for over 60 years. Browse from over 200 new Honda vehicles and over 100 certified pre-owned vehicles backed by the Honda True Program at their 2022 President's Award-winning dealership. And right now, get 0% APR financing and zero down payment on select new 2023 Honda models all month long. Plus, receive $1,500 when you turn in your trade or lease when you purchase your next car with them. Even if you don't buy a car from them, they want to buy your car. So visit them at 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, or online at BayRidgeHonda.com. That's BayRidgeHonda.com. Available to qualified buyers. Additional fees may apply. See dealer for details. Ends 7/30/23.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m.
As a local business owner, you get called every week by marketing companies. We get it. We have hundreds of satisfied customers. Here's what a satisfied client recently said.
Open enrollment is going great. We're hitting record numbers. Thank you so much for this report. It really is amazing to see how the marketing is really shaping our enrollment around the city.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround New York right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround New York today.
Continuing with Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information. Here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
On the radio show, we have our legal advisor, and he's here. And I just said, you have to hear this. This Jen Stout has been building healthy homes, that she got really sick and she found out that it was her house. And she was talking about finding a healthy environment, how you have to look at the walls. And what'd you say, the best things you can do in an existing home?
Yeah, painting or pulling up carpet, retrofitting the HVAC. And water quality, getting water purifiers, upgrading your furniture and mattresses, and every little thing counts.
It's unbelievable. Now, so do you feel a lot of people know this information? Because I said I'm in the business 30 years. I didn't know. I mean, of course I know you don't want mold and you don't want, you don't want mold or anything like that. But, like, you're saying that even the furniture can do this. Now, what about furniture? How do you know what furniture to use? Or does your book tell you?
Well, the book tells us, but I can give you some pointers, too.
Give us some pointers.
So I basically say trust your nose. If it smells, like, acrid or sour, like, you can kind of tell, like, the off-gassing smell of things. And don't think, like, oh, buy it, I'll put it outside, and, like, it'll be fine in a week. A lot of these things off-gas, like, for months or years. Like, stay away from synthetic rubbers. Those are bad actors that last for a long time. PVC, you'd be surprised how much tar is used in certain glues. So MDF and particle board are in a lot of furniture and a lot of different things. And we don't do any cabinets or furniture with MDF or particle board specifically because the glue or the wood chips are basically like smashed with glue and that's it. So the amount of formaldehyde that comes off of those materials is really high. And instead, we opt for like hardwoods or engineered woods that are made with soy-based glues. Natural finishes like stone and metal are always great. Natural fabrics like organic cotton. My preference as far as fabrics goes is bamboo, modal, tencel, rayon, hemp. They all grow. They're natural materials and they all grow without pesticides. They're naturally pest resistant and they're super soft.
Right. And of course, you're saying to use natural cleaning products, correct? I'm going to guess.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was one of the first things I started to become allergic to before I realized what was happening. I was like, I can't use, like, my shampoo. I couldn't use any of those harsh cleaning products. I started experimenting with, like, baking soda and vinegar and peroxide. And all that stuff is super cheap, and it works so much better.
Well, Jen, I have to tell you, as I said, I have issues, but I think this is really one of the most interesting things. And you know what? I hope you're listening to our show. If not, I'm going to kind of put this out on my website. And I definitely want you to come back again. And I am going to be talking about this to all my friends. I can honestly tell you because this is so important, and I really don't think we're educated at all to it. So I really
thank you so much for being a conduit. That's
no, I will. I will really help spread this word because I think it's unbelievable. And I'll be buying, you know, and I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to buy your book. I just found out you were going to be one of our guests. And so I will buy it. By the next time you're on, I will be versed in it also. And my house will be fixed in the way that
I'm excited for you to read it. And I'm excited for your house to be fixed.
So again, we can get that book on Amazon and... the book is
Barnes & Noble, local bookstores, and it's called Healthier Homes by Jen and Rusty Stout.
Healthier Homes by Jen and Rusty Stout. Listen, thank you so much, and I can't wait to have you on again. Have
of
a great
course.
Weekend.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's Arthur Idala of the Power Hour every night here on AM 970 at 6 p.m. We try to bring you a lot of fun, a lot of energy with a lot of facts, a lot of inside scoop from the courtroom and from the streets of the city of New York with our special guests and our regular co-hosts, Sambalino, Joni, Alex, and whoever happens to be walking around the office. Tune in weeknights at 6 p.m.
Summer is not just about fun in the sun. It's also a great time to get healthy. Focus on your wellness and your brain with our new Memory Multivitamin. Energize your skin this summer with our Enhanced Vitamin C Skin Serum. The Invite Health Buy One Get One Free Independence Day Savings Event is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Stop by an Invite Health store today to learn more about how to stay healthy with the help from one of our nutrition experts. Give us a call to order by phone right now at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. 1-800-345-9345. Listen to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time, buy one, get one free Independence Day savings event. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com.
We can tell you about the incredible success we bring to local businesses, but it's better when it comes directly from our satisfied clients. Here's just one example.
After searching for a new vendor to handle my search marketing campaign, I contacted Salem Surround after seeing the great work they did for another restoration company in the different market. Their team of experts recommended a mix of multiple tactics designed to get my business the most quality leads at the lowest cost, making my marketing budget stretch further. In our first year partnering with Salem Surround, we recorded our best year to date, and I've told many people how blessed I was to find them. The representative answered the phone every time I called and quickly addressed any questions or concerns I had.
Let Salem Surround give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and show you what your competition is doing. Then we come up with a personalized plan that's perfect for your needs. Google Salem Surround New York and let our marketing experts help you achieve real success. Remember to Google Salem Surround New York today.
You're smart, you're busy, and don't have time to waste on the mainstream media cycle. Salem News Channel breaks that cycle. Topics that matter from hosts worth watching. Dinesh D'Souza, Andrew Wilkow, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. Salem News Channel, not like the other guys. Watch anytime, on any screen, free, 24/7. Find everything you need to know at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo for Perillo Tours. Did I tell you I'm going to Rome and Sicily this year with my friend Steve Perillo? Hey, you want to go? It's simple. You just call 800-431-1550 and say, I want to go to Apollonia's hometown with Joey. Make it happen, baby. How does that sound? Rome, 3 nights, including a special intimate performance by yours truly. Then we fly directly to Sicily, visiting Catania, Taormina, Palermo, some medieval towns like Savoca and Forza d'Agro in Messina. Why? Because we're going to visit some iconic sites from famous Godfather scenes. How cool is that? Can't leave Sicily until you have a wine tasting in the shadow of Mount Etna. We will do that too. Then on to Palermo for 3 more nights. Call Perillo Tours at 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515, or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
This is Dennis Prager. Now you can listen to my show when it's convenient for you and without censorship from big tech. Become a member of the ultimate online community for all things Prager. It's Pragertopia Unlimited. Listen to the show on demand when it's easiest for you. This includes every radio show, every segment, and every guest over the last 10 years, and it's commercial free. You can even share your favorite segments with your friends. Plus, you'll get the same email from Alan Estrin that I receive every night about the most important issues to read about. Pragertopia Unlimited members can also listen to every program, lecture, and course that is in the Prager store. Thousands of hours. You can even listen to all my Torah teachings for free. Share my passion for free speech. Join today and save 25% off the first year and get a free Pragertopia coffee mug. It's all things Prager, Pragertopia Unlimited. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com. Dennis Prager here. Join us in Israel this fall. Soon, time will run out, and then you'll regret you didn't go, I promise. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel in October with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to stand with Israel. That's the name of the tour. We'll be visiting amazing places in the Holy Land designed to encourage and captivate you at every turn. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and sign up today. In Israel, we'll explore some of the most fascinating sites from religious and political history. We'll walk on the streets of Jerusalem, sail the Sea of Galilee, float in the Dead Sea. In fact, you could even sit in the Dead Sea with all its healing and rejuvenating effects, and visit the Western Wall, a spiritual experience you will always remember deeply, fondly. Our expert guides will help explain the significance of every site, and our food and accommodations are specifically designed with you in mind. No other trip will be like the Stand with Israel tour. Sign up today to travel with Mike Gallagher and me this October. Call 855-565-5519 or just visit standwithisraeltour.com.
Continuing with Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information, here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
I have one of the most successful entrepreneurs I know, one of the nicest entrepreneurs I know, and respect. I've considered him a friend. I watched him start with really nothing and build two restaurants that I knew about in Southampton from nothing, and never, ever saw him without a smile. He's always very hands-on. He knows his clients. Everyone that comes in, he knows, and always is there and sociable and just a wonderful and a brilliant, brilliant entrepreneur. And he's the owner of, well, let me put him on the phone. And I just want him to you to hear him because you're going to love his food. His restaurants is great. You're going to love him. Okay. And then you're going to love to hear about what he's just done. It's just amazing. He's a true entrepreneur. And I want to welcome Zach Erdem. Is somebody saying your last name? Because I would just call you Zach all
the
time.
No, you always call me Zach, but you got it right. Zach Erdem.
Yeah. So, Zach, why don't you tell us how you started, I know, but why don't you tell our listeners, because it's such a great story of how you really started out in the Hamptons.
First of all, thank you for having me on your show, and you know how much I love you and how
I know
long
that.
I know you forever. You're a good friend, and I'm a big fan of you and your business advice and everything. As you know that I am from Turkey, I came to U.S. 2002. With my dreams, nothing else. I love this country, and I was always dreaming about to be in this country. And I made my way to in this most beautiful country in the world. I came in, and New York City was my first home. By the way, that's streets. I didn't have a place to go back then, and no English, no friend,
you
no
were
money,
on the street.
No phone.
I mean, this is listen. I mean, if you don't inspire so many people, I mean, you lived on the street. He had no place to go. I didn't mention in the beginning, he also has a reality show that's over the top. I watch it all the time. This man technically came from nothing. And I have to say, it appreciates the USA.
As you know, that we all start somewhere, right? Jeff Bezos starts Philippine Burgers and all other guys, all the billionaires, millionaires, they start somewhere. And one, the key is that you never forget where you came from. And most of the people probably don't know that I was a shepherd when I was back in my country when I was 11. And I was so happy to work. I was helping my family. My family lived in the mountain and we didn't have any income. And I was just going to mountain with the animals and bringing income for my family over the summer. And it was my big proud. I was proud of myself. Even I was just a shepherd, but I was helping my family to support my other brothers. We were six brothers, my mom and my dad. We didn't have any sister. So I arrived in the U.S., and for me, work, it was the key. And, of course, being in America, it was the most important thing in my life. I started work at a restaurant that I own, entire real estate and everything, 75 Main. That was the first place.
And how many years ago was that?
This was 2002.
Right.
And I started there.
And it was with an absentee owner who I remember who was never there. She owned it. I don't think she ever stepped foot in the place, right?
She never was. No, that's, you know, it's another key that, you know, you want to be successful. You want to be on top of your business.
Yeah.
The key is you want to be there. You want to hug your customer because those people support you. They don't come there just for food. You know, everyone has restaurants, all the restaurants, you know, people open restaurants left and right. But the key is in your restaurant, you want to put your heart and your soul on and everything. Your present, that is the key. You know, your people walk in your door, they see you clean their table, they see you carrying their food, they see you giving them big hugs, smile, kiss. It's important. It's not, you're not coming to my restaurant just because food. You want to come to just treat it like royalty by me.
And he does. Let me say this. He treats everyone like royalty. It's so comfortable. He makes you feel special. And there's nothing he doesn't do. And the truth of the matter is, like it's so close to my heart because it's right. You can get food anywhere, good food, okay, but you don't get the specialness of Main Street, and it's got a buzz. Zach's personality and his warmness kind of rubs off to all the people that are in the restaurant that are eating, and so everybody kind of talks to each other. It's really just a wonderful place. So you opened up your first restaurant, Main Street, which is a beautiful restaurant, great bar, right in the center of Southampton Village. And then...
Yes. And then I took over the place that I used to work as well, Nello's. Now, By the way, today was sad day.
I know.
Today was Nello's funeral. I was there. As you know, the guy was
Nello's,
like, kind of
famous
manager.
Nello's. Yeah, he died, didn't he? You just were at the funeral, right? I mean,
he died, yes. He died of liver cancer, and I was at his funeral this morning. And it was upsetting that someone that I worked for 9 years, and then I got fired, by the way, with Nello's. So
not Nello's, but Nello's
partner fired me, Mr. Makos, Thomas Makos, and he fired me, which was the best thing happened to me. When I got fired, I'm like, you know what? I run this restaurant. They never gave me a chance to be somebody. Now I'm going to go find my own way. And, you know, most of the people, when you give your heart and everything someplace over 9-10 years and you get thrown out, you'll be upset. I was never upset. I'm like, I was smiling when I got fired. I'm like, okay, you guys will see. I left, and I did take my revenge back, by the way. I bought Nello's, and I fired those guys back from their own restaurant.
Well, I'm glad you fired that guy. Okay,
well,
because he deserved to be fired. But you opened Nello, you took over Nello's, changed the name. And
yes, that's my second restaurant. It's called Blumar. It's a Greek Mediterranean fresh seafood restaurant. It's right on, again, it's 2 minutes far away from Southampton.
It's
75 Main. It's in Southampton. It has the most beautiful patio, nice space, and has a nice, beautiful lounge in the back. And it also has a nice, beautiful hotel attached to it. 9 rooms, beautiful place, has a huge parking lot. It's one of the nicest real estate in the Hamptons. And then lately, this year, I just extended a couple more restaurants in North Fork. As you know, North Fork is coming up big, and they have like 42 wineries around there. It's gorgeous, beautiful farms, all kind of nature that you expect and you can see all over. And I love those locations, and I took 2 more restaurants and beautiful hotel. Again, it's another right on Main Street. It's a gorgeous places. I hope one day you'll have
this
time.
This is 4th of July weekend, so what, you know, it's probably going to be jammed. Okay, so you better make your reservations. It's always jammed. Let me put it that way.
We had a great weekend. I had a extremely busy weekend. All my restaurants were packed, jam-packed. Southampton, North Fork, all my restaurants, hotels did extremely well this past weekend, and the Memorial Day weekend. Of course, this was a great start, but I think it's going to be a very busy summer coming up.
Oh, I think so, too.
And a lot of people is already in the village, and people comes, and my hotel is sold out 90% of the summer weekends. And,
get out of here. Now, when did you open your hotel in Greenport?
I opened it like a month ago.
And you're sold out already? Almost 90%?
Sold out all the rest of the summer. And it's a lot of weddings. If every single person calls in, they'll be looking for 2 or minimum 3 nights. It's all weddings. Everyone is getting married in North Fork. All the wineries, I don't know if you've ever been one of them.
Yes, my brother had a house there, and I've been to weddings there. They're beautiful. There's still the wineries.
All the wineries, they've been hosting weddings all day long. You have like 42 wineries. Each of them serves 1 or 2 weddings. And can you imagine, like, you're getting all those tons of people all day long? And the Greenport, it's really, like, better than most of their North Fork locations. Similar to Sag Harbor vibe, but it's much better layout. You're, like, walking around the water. You have all kind of stuff. You have your coffee, eat your dinner, and just take around the walk and all the, you know, it's water, beautiful, relaxing place.
Well, also, Zach, you're smart. You're really an entrepreneur because they don't have many good, if I recall, they don't have many really great hotels there. And,
You got to see my hotel. It's incredible.
Oh, I'm going to come. I mean, I'll come off season.
It has jacuzzi in it. There's like big balconies. you'll definitely love my place. It was three buildings combined to one, so it's like has a lot of space and, you know, game room.
Now, how does somebody it's reach beautiful. You for the hotel? I mean, how do they get in touch with you for all of this? I mean, the restaurants, I guess they would just call the restaurants, Bloomar and Main Street. And how do they get your hotel? And
everyone knows it's mostly online, of course. But, you know, when you go to online, you see the reviews and everything. It just really makes people to like, you know. Also, it's important who's behind all those businesses, too, that we were just talking about. You know, it's important. What you put on the plate is important. Quality is great. Using the best linen in the world, using the, you know, beautiful smiley face employment and everything. Those are the key. Most of the hotel offers, but we have all those stuff. Even more like small boutique hotel. I have a great staff. I have a great location. The rooms are spotless, and everything is decorated very well. Like we walk into the 5-star hotel, you feel when you walk in. It's very important to have.
Now, what's the name of your hotel?
Zay, Z-E-Y.
Z-E-Y.
Yeah, Zay Hotel in Greenport. Zayhotel.com. You'll see that all those pictures.
So everybody,
stuff, beautiful.
Zayhotel.com.
Yes.
Oh, Zach. Like, you are such an entrepreneur, but like one of the best hearts and one of the best people I know. And and you're a success. I mean, like, and I really mean this. I mean, I can't stress this enough because I know so many people sit there and they've lost a job or they're not making the money they want or they're not doing something, because I really do believe if you're not passionate about what you're doing, you're not going to make it.
You're never going to make it.
Not Let's big, anyway. Yeah, you have to be passionate about it. You can't not be. And I won't mention the name, but there was a restaurant in, you know, where Zach and I both do business in the Hamptons. And I knew the man. He was a great guy, and he hated being there, and he hated everything, and he eventually just closed it, and he used to write me notes when I would go in there and say, get me out of here, and like, if you don't like something, you cannot be successful, and you can't really make it great, and you could make it pass, but you can never, Zach puts his soul, his guts, and I feel like a commercial for you, but it's not a commercial, it's because I know him, I've watched him from the very beginning, and everything he touches and builds is a home run because he puts everything he has into it. And
I love what I do, Dottie. It's very important that, too, you just mentioned it. If you don't, you know, if you have to love what you do, it's important. Every morning you wake up, you have to, you know, like go, like hugging your business, like hugging your wife or stuff. It's how I look it up. When I wake up in the morning, first thing I jump on my doors and check in all my restaurants. Every restaurant I walk in, I own it. I will get my espresso, sit down and on the corner and think about it, my daily stuff. And of course, the key is in the success, hard work and everything, but being smart is another thing. You know, everybody works hard. Everybody's trying to make their living, but the key is to own your own business. Take the risk. If you don't take the risk, that's the biggest risk.
Oh, let me say that again. You want to say that again? Own your own business? Okay, like
you must own your own business. Because if you don't take the risk, that's the biggest risk, not to take the risk.
Well, there's
we
a
all
lot
have a chance in our life.
You're right.
You never know.
Yeah, no. Someday you have to just come on and talk about that. Now, you, besides for building all those things, you have a. I mean, I watch it. You have a.
You know me when I started. You know me way before I started, even like it.
I know you before you opened Main Street, when that woman owned it that was never there. We talked about it when you were talking.
Yes.
Okay, I know you forever, and I look at what you've achieved, and not pompous about it, not conceited about it. If you meet Zach, you think he's just a regular guy. You're never conceited, never pompous. Really, just all heart and like. Will help anybody, and I've watched somebody build something from nothing and from somebody who technically was on the street to build an empire, and in a wonderful way. There's not many people that I'm really impressed by, but you are really one of them.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, you also have a show on HBO.
I was just going to mention that one. If you'd like to know more about me and my stuff, yes, we do have a show called Serving the Hamptons. We filmed the first season. It's on air. It's on HBO now. Second season we filmed last summer. It will be airing soon. And the third season we will be filming this coming July. So I hope people will see
and check it out. It's real.
And then see, you know, what we're offering, what we're doing in the Hamptons. That's going to tell you a lot.
Okay, so how do we get Serving the Hamptons? It's on...
on HBO right now.
HBO right now?
It's on HBO, the first season, yes. And then second season will be air, I believe, in a month or two. Once that... we will be filming the third season coming July.
Yeah, I think I walked in asking you a question when you were filming it last year.
Yes.
But listen, Zach, all I have to say is I will see you in a couple of weeks when I'm out in the Hamptons. I love
you.
I respect
you.
And I miss you. And I just think you're super. And everybody can reach Zach. Go online. Okay? Zach.
Zach Erdem or from the
E-R-D-M or how else will they search? Because you have so many things. I don't know which ones to make them search under so they can get them all.
Well, you can, yeah, you can just Google it. It will come up, everything. But social media, I'm very active on my social media, Instagram, Zach Erdem, and
okay,
other social media platforms.
Go on social media, looking them up there also, okay? Listen, have a great 4th of July weekend, but I'll see you. I'll be in this week. I'll be in tomorrow.
I'll see you very soon. I can't wait to see you. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, have a great
too.
Week.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I just want to wish everybody out there who listens to Iron Real Estate and your friends and your family, from everyone at Iron Real Estate, a happy 4th of July and a happy 4th of July, Stephen.
Happy 4th of July. Have a wonderful weekend. Celebrate independence.
Yeah. Well, we'll be here with you next week. Enjoy the weekend.
The preceding hour of programming paid for by DTHY Realty Incorporated.